Blog Talk Radio.
State of the Union, beats, rhymes, we worth it. Come make the purchase with the head of the state. I illustrate why I carry the weight. Reiterate while I'm one of the greats. But still humble enough to give you a plate. Recalibrate your brakes. Crash dummies for those who prompt fate. I kill, I build with skills when I accelerate. 0 to 100 when I'm drumming up the interstate. Real swift with mine, shift and grind and outstretch time. Yo, I got a gift for rhymes. I don't sip no wine, I sniff no lines. I got my own state of mind. I'm very passionate when smashing it. You don't know the half of it. Very animate when I channel it. Handle it with care. Battle with the snare. Kick drums and bass lines. Heard it through the grapevine. You get what you got. Come and get out and get it. Be somebody and stop frontin'. Hit it or quit it. Will I exhibit? Keep it tight like a fitted. Snap back my energy until the people feel it. I'm a lyricist. Beat making DJ and alchemist. B-boy and pop blocking. Yeah, we really bout this. So now you know that I'm really good to go. You can turn up the loud sound till the speakers blow. I let my pen talk. Grab on my rhythm into a somersault. Block rock. Adjust my tone and let my skills walk. Yo, I got a gift for rhymes. I don't sip no wine. I sniff no lines. I got my own state of mind. Freedom, freedom, freedom.
On Soul Cravers Radio, and that what you just heard is the guest for 30 minutes, Mr. Akil, the MC, one half of the group Jurassic 5, and that track was called State of Mind, which is on all digital outlets. Say, what's up, Akil?
What up? What's up, Jay? How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on your show, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So we're going to get down to business. So pretty much who you are and what is I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I know. Like who is you, nigga? What you do?
right. I want people to know who you are because I know who you are. So
that's what's up. Man, I go by the name of I Killed MC. I represent a group called Jurassic 5. I'm from South Central Los Angeles, born and raised. Been in hip hop since since like 83 officially and stuff, you know. Unofficially, like since 74 or something like that and stuff. From popping and locking and all that or whatnot and stuff. Just been a native of LA, pushing hip hop, you know, for a good little while, whatnot and stuff, you know. Jurassic 5, we traveled the world, had 3 albums out, and one EP, then been all over the world and stuff, you know, and on Interscope Records, and you know, did a lot of good things and stuff, you know. So I don't know.
And then you had like a little crossover song with the Dave Matthews Band. Yeah, that track was hot. So.
Did that work it out? That was on the last Feedback album from J5 and stuff. So yeah, man, we done stuff from, you know, Fiona Apple, opening up for Fiona Apple, to, you know, opening up for D'Angelo, man. So, being on Warp Vans Warp Tour with some rock stuff, and Bro, we done been, you know, have an extensive career with performances and stuff. That's one of the main things about Jurassic 5 is that we are a performance group and stuff. So, you know, do a lot of big festivals and, you know, whatnot and stuff. So, but we, you know, pride ourselves in having a great show and stuff. So,
yeah. And then also that I know next year is that you guys will be celebrating your guys' 25th anniversary on as being the group.
Yeah.
So where's the group standing right now at this time? Are you guys going to do like a reunion tour or just playing by ear?
We're going to put out something, you know what I'm saying? I have a EP ready to go that I produced for the group and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely scheduled to go out next year and stuff. And, you know, we're just trying to just knock down people's schedules right now and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to be able to see if that's going to be a possibility or whatnot and stuff. So fingers crossed and stuff, you know, hopefully we mash. If not,
exactly.
I'm going to be mashing. If not, I'm going to be mashing out there and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I recognize that it's our 25th, so you only get one 25th anniversary or whatnot and stuff. So I'm going to be out there. Anybody want to holler at me for interviews or videos and DJing, you know what I'm saying? I got exclusive J5 music and stuff if you want to, you know, throw some parties and whatnot and get some exclusive J5 sounds and stuff. Yeah.
And then so where do you see where is hip-hop right now, where you what you're doing right now is going? Because I read with Dr. Dre, he said that hip-hop is producing, quote-unquote, quantity over quality right now. So when he stated that, what is your input on where your music today will stand for the music today in hip-hop?
That quote that he said, I agree with that and stuff, you know. But, you know, to be fair, we live in an age where we can create more quantity of music and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So the accessibility of being able to go to a studio and stuff, and you know, you can just record on your phone now and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, whereas back in the days and stuff, you know rocking with your brother, you know, we can attest to that. We mean, we spend like $50 an hour, or you know, at least $35 an hour for a studio session and stuff, you know. And that was, you know, so we had to have our music together and stuff, and you was only going to get so many done and stuff, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like you could just stay up in the studio constantly all day and just, you know, just constantly put out music and stuff, you know. So the state of music right now, I think, you know, the less tangibility that we have with the music and stuff, you know, it becomes, it has made it to be less quality, what he said and stuff, you know what I mean, because of the tangibility of it and stuff, you know. Like I came up, you know, with records, you can touch the music and then you can read the back of the album, and then, you know, you're able to get in touch with who the person is that you're listening to. Like, whereas today and stuff, it's just an MP3 file, and I'm like, there is no tangibility to that and stuff, you know. There's no connection to it and stuff, you know. Some albums, you know, some stuff, you know, I'm not saying every song is like that and stuff, but
exactly.
The most part is like, you know, it's real quick, you know what I'm saying? It's like
exactly.
Almost like plastic. It's like plastic food and stuff, or like McDonald's and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It just fill you up for a second and then, you know, you shitting it out, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really good for you,
right?
You know, that's going in you and stuff, but it's just satisfying your craving for to eat something right now. But is it really, really qualitative and stuff, like how Dr. Chase said? No and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's just mass produced bullshit right now and stuff. So, you know, but I'm not blanketing everything, because I don't like to say, you know, I'm not a pessimistic type of hip hop, or oh man, hip hop is fucked up and these people are fucking up hip hop, because, you know, if you dope, you know where to find it at. If you in tune, you know that where to find it at. It may not be on a mass scale as it once was and stuff, but still, it ain't never died. Hip hop ain't never died and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It just became less prominent to the people and stuff, you know. So,
and I think where hip hop stands today is where I grew up, me being L.A. bound, where I grew up listening to a lot of underground hip hop, such as the Far Side, Freestyle Fellowship,
right.
Ahmad,
right.
Where they based where at the Good Life back then. And I see where Jurassic 5 fits in that ground of hip hop right there today. And I believe that we need that in hip hop now today, because it's like everything is a trend, right? I see in hip hop right now. It's
definitely.
Like you have the hottest
definitely.
Rapper right now. And it's like everybody is, to me, is cloned. I
right.
see cloned.
No,
everybody
definitely.
Sounds the same and looks the same. And everybody has a little in their name. But my thing is, what happens when you get older and when you progress in your music? Will it ever grow into being something else instead of talking into that one subject topic that made you hot in that format?
Yeah, hopefully they can grow and stuff, you know, and be able to see that aspect of it. I do a lot of workshops and I teach on that aspect that you're talking about and stuff, you know, because you're just making music for now, which, you know, in some respect may be good, but then, you know, we're trying to make classics and stuff, you know, are you trying to make, I won't even say make a classic, you're just trying to make something that's going to stand the test of time and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Something that you can be able to, you know, look back at and be like, yo, you know, like, you know, like, I'm not embarrassed about looking in the mirror and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people,
exactly.
you know, they're going to be looking back like, what the fuck? Like, you know, so I think what you stated as far as clones and stuff, you know, that's part of the society that we also live in, too, where everybody wants to look like everybody else and stuff. Everybody got the same goddamn wig on. Everybody got the same weave and stuff. You can say, you got the same booty implants. You got the same titty implants. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Same
and it's like
everything.
When Jermaine Dupri, when he made a statement about the female industry of hip hop, where all female rappers are talking strip music, which we all know. But it's also a lot of underground female rappers. Like we had what's her name? Rhapsody. And
Rhapsody.
The way
oh hell
came,
yeah, she killing it. She killed
yeah,
she, it. Yeah, I love
yeah,
her.
And the way that she came in the game, and then you had like Laylee 47, how she came in also. So it wasn't like you didn't have the Cardi B's, the Nicki Minaj's, the Megan Thee Stallion's. These female rappers came in like when we had Rage, we had Yo Yo,
right.
we had
Empty Light.
Like,
Empty Light.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right,
so
right,
it's, so it's like every hip hop moment is like transitioning into a trend now. And when
yeah,
hip hop was
yeah.
back then, we looked at it as a format of that's where we was at in our time.
Yep.
And nobody
yep,
did
yep.
not
and
look
still yeah. Yep, still was trying to push the threshold and stuff, you know, trying to, you know, get in the door. It's like now hip hop then got in the door. You know, it got laxed and stuff, you know. That's how I feel like, you know, nobody's not trying to push the next creative, you know, thing commercially and stuff as far as in hip hop and stuff. Like that was the main thing that was the driving force in hip hop and stuff was to be dope and to be fresh. To be fresh is to be different than the next and stuff, you know what I mean? So you
exactly.
got a fresh bread out the oven and stuff. It's not like the bread that just came out 5 minutes prior to that and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So even though it's made out of the same material, but still it's going to be fresh. It's going to be different and stuff. So, you know, the idea of being different than the next and stuff has been, you know, kind of magnified and stuff, you know, in this age and stuff, you know, to where you got people that are cloning other people and stuff, but in hip hop and stuff, just knowing the definition of being fresh. And people
exactly.
say, oh, I'm fresh to death. Like, yo, you say that shit and stuff, but do you fucking know what it means to be fresh? And as well as, you know, we had rules in hip hop, no biting allowed. That's like number one rule
exactly.
in hip hop.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So to be a biter, you know what I'm saying? Be a biter is to be trying to be like somebody else. Like, I can wear the same Puma hat as you, but I'm going to wear mine to the left. You're going to wear yours to the right. You're going to wear this to the back, you know what I'm saying? Or you're going to flip it up and stuff. It's the same goddamn hat, but still I'm not going to wear my hat like how you wear it and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like that you can't have the same things because, you know, we live in a culture where, you know, everything's popular and these things, you know, so, but it's how you wear it. It's what
mm-hmm.
it's what you bring to it, what you bring to it and stuff. And I think a lot of people are, you know, we live in a clone society. It's like, you know,
exactly, and then
on all levels, or not just in hip hop and stuff. It's just, on all levels at this point in stage right now and stuff, to where people just, people don't know how to be original and stuff. And that's the thing that, you know, that hip hop set hip hop aside. It was originality. So when we wasn't popular and stuff, we strive to be at the top and so that people could recognize hip hop and stuff. And then once, you know, we got in the door and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the powers that be turn people. I won't say that we did it and stuff, you know, exactly. In the sense that, you know, a conscious move towards it and stuff, because you got people that's living in poverty-stricken conditions and stuff. So, you know, money dictates how things go and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Lack of money dictates how things go and stuff, you know what I'm saying? We know that money itself, it dictates, but definitely lack of money dictates how people are going to move or whatnot. So once, like I said, we got in the door, then it's like, you know, people ain't pushing as hard as they was and stuff, you know. Well, we in the door, we doing this, and, you know, diversifying, and that's great. All those things are great, to diversify and all that and stuff, but the integrity of the music is what fucking got us here and stuff. If that don't work, then, you know, in the next 10 years, we ain't, shit, I don't know. I don't see another genre of music coming.
I don't see it either. I think what I see now in the music industry right now is, like you said, it's still cloning. And it's no diversity in it that makes it even to push forward. So we have these documentaries right now on the elevation of hip-hop, how it trend and how it's set apart. But now it's just like, where do it stand now? And we ask each other, where does it stand?
Mm-hmm,
question is, where does it stand?
Say that again.
Where does hip hop stand right now in your place? Like right now, because you have an album that you might be coming out with, right? So
So I mean, it's a trip because it's called Soundcheck and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's like my first solo venture or whatnot and stuff. So the theme of it, you know, overall, it's basically speaking to where hip hop is at right now and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it opens up by saying, you know, everybody, you know, wants to be a rapper and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But everybody can't rap and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not,
to me, I'm gonna keep it 100. It's all about appearances. It's never
For sure.
You can look a certain look, but what can you bring to the table as far as talent? And I think the label plays a big part of everybody involved in the cycling clone, because you have this rapper from this label that looks like this rapper and sounds like this rapper because they're working with the same people that does the same beats. And it's kind of like a competitive thing. And so it's just like R&B right now, same thing. They sound, some people sound the same and look the same. So, like, when I put you in the category, I put you under underground hip-hop, which is a good format beneath what I like, because I like where it incites my mind, and it's a conscious rap. It's a very conscious rap. Mm-hmm. And then, like now everything is like hooks, like a catchy hook, and it trends for so long, and then, boom, it's like, it's gone.
That's it. Like that's the trend. Like, okay, if you do this, and it's kind of like always been like that. Whoever was popular, and they popped, and people run towards doing that and stuff. But then in hip hop, we always had this little, you know, firewall, you know, of like no biting and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna stop you from you know what I'm saying? Like you might get a couple of people to get hacked, you know, that get hacked, and you know what I'm saying, a couple of people come through, but for the most part, that wasn't like the main thing, and those people, you know, received a lot of backlash that did shit like that and stuff. If they did become famous by jacking somebody else's style and stuff, like, in hip-hop, we gonna fucking let you know and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, whereas now, it's like, you know, we live in a fucking, just the society we live in is so fucking emotional. People are so emotional and stuff, you know what I'm saying? To where if you say something,
it's very sensitive, and I think like sometimes you have to put into your own format of freedom of speech because some people don't get it, but they interpret it in a different way, but they just don't get it because in of the format of what you're trying to express yourself. And it's like, it's too sensitive.
Right.
It's right. And social media plays a big part of that to put that out there, because people will read it. They'll read it, but they don't look in the outside looking in with it.
That's real. That's real. People are just so emotional about being critiqued and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like nobody ain't got a tough skin on, like, yo, man, like, you know, you got to be able to take some criticism and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's like back in the days, like when you if you couldn't rhyme, you wouldn't get in the circle and rhyme. So, you know, so the state of hip hop, like to answer your question and stuff, is it, the state of hip hop is that nobody is scared to rap. Whereas I've been rapping since 83. And anytime I got ready to rhyme in a circle or something, you know what I'm saying, where other people is like dope as well, I'm intimidated as well, but you still know you got the skills to do it, but you intimidated, not like being scared, but you like, man, I got to show and prove. You just not going to fucking step in that circle if you can't rap. Like, if you couldn't rap, you're not going to do it. You might try it at home and you know, in your closet somewhere or in the shower and shit, you know what I'm saying? But you would not get in a circle if you couldn't rap. But the difference with today is motherfuckers is not scared to get in there and rap. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem and stuff. So now you have a whole bunch of people that feel like, hey, man, if he can do it, I can do that shit. So now I was motivated by, like, damn, that shit is dope. I want to make something dope like that. You know what I'm saying? So that was my motivation to make music and stuff. Now people's motivation to make music is that, man, that's all I got to do, man, I can be better than that. I got shot 50 times then. You know what I'm saying?
I deal with a lot of cats like that because I do PR work too. So it's
right.
Kind of like,
okay, right.
It's like they don't have the kind of formula. They don't have the product. It's like, okay, you trying to make raps. Are you real serious about this? Because it's like now everything is accessible. You could go on your computer, like you said, and make an album. And then they have all these DistroKid, Music Exchange, Sound Exchange to push your product out. Yeah. And you know where your money is.
And you out there.
You're,
yep. It ain't, like, no, it ain't no, it ain't no, it ain't. Yeah, it ain't no filter. It's no filter to go through. Like yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, filtrate to, you know, the shit that's coming through. Like, stop that. You can't come through here with that and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're just like a checking, you know, like I said, a firewall and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get through this wall and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is sacred and stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is you're going to respect. You know, I look at it like also like sports and stuff. Sports are acting, like entertainment. Like hip hop is entertainment and stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? Music is entertainment. You know, and then like in these last stages and stuff, you got like R&B artists and stuff that don't really sing and stuff. That was not fucking the case and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, you had to be able to sing.
Yeah, and every singer had a unique style and look, and nobody did not look or sound the same.
And you was going to be seen live and stuff, so your shit had to be a real fucking singer and stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's why a majority of people that were singing back then came out of churches and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? There's people that really, really had to sing each Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Really had to be in front of a crowd of people and know how to, you know, work that mic and stuff, whereas now, today and stuff, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, kids don't even like even performances with rap and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're they rap over their vocals and shit and just
exactly.
You know, like they ain't no fucking performance. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, that's a live ass video. You know what I'm saying? You asked me to come to a live video shoot and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, fucking show. Like, damn, like, man, I want to hear you. Nigga, I can't hear you. I could have just closed my eyes and imagine what you was like on stage, nigga. You know,
right.
If you were just going to put your fucking CD on and just let that shit play, that's all you did. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
You know, so we live the state we live in right now is people are not just conscious of what they need to do in this music. It's just always what they think they need to do because of watching a YouTube or watching, you
exactly.
know, other people do it and get famous and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So with rap right now, you ain't gotta be the dopest. You know, it ain't even about being lyrical, and you know, like if you're a lyrical guy, yeah, that's cool. But you don't even have to be lyrical and stuff, and nobody is clowning you because you're not lyrical. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the state of where we at right now, where people it don't matter no more and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I think that those things should matter. I'm not saying that they should matter to the point of this is the only thing that's popping, because you know hip hop is about variety,
right,
and stuff. So you know we had our different type of styles. All you know, it was more variety in hip hop in the 80s than it is, you know,
exactly,
right now, definitely for sure. 80s and early 90s, it was definitely way more variety of hip hop and stuff, and that
right.
was all warranted. Nobody was like, oh, you got to do this, or you got to do that, or you got to do that. But now everybody's a little or young, and you know what I'm saying, or you know.
Okay, so we're about to wrap it up a little. So I really
Word.
Appreciate you, man, for coming on my show. And, you know,
man, that's dope.
Just right here, you know, because we grew up with each other. People didn't know that. So, you know, I really appreciate you for being my first guest on the show. So
man,
let everybody know where they can find your music.
That's
at.
A given. Man,
you
yeah, man. I killed him. Yeah, I killed MC on all platforms and stuff, you know. You can check it out. My website going to be up next year, beginning of next year and stuff, so be able to kick it in. But yeah, you know, you can find Jurassic 5 music in any platform and stuff, you know, as well as I Kill the MC or whatnot and stuff, you know.
And,
hit me up on my Facebook and Twitter. Huh? Say that again?
No.
yeah. Hit me up on my Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel and stuff, you know, so whatever, man. I guess that's what I'm supposed to say. That's what I'm supposed to say. That's what everybody else say.
Right, your hand up. Right, everybody said it so they can find you. But, you know, I appreciate you still doing your thing. You know, I know.
Thank you.
It's kind of hard out there, but you doing your thing and you still have that fan base. And, you know, keep me posted and all of us on that Jurassic 5 reunion, because I know it's going to happen. You know, you can't just let
something going to happen. I'm going to definitely keep you posted, and thank you for supporting, man, throughout the years and stuff, man. I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you for even offering me to be on your platform and be the first one and stuff. So much respect, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Definitely.
Man.
And then I'm looking forward to many more in your platform too, you know, to just, put you guys out there, let them know that, you know, this underground hip hop is still alive and well, and we're gonna keep doing it, you know, because that's what we need right now, you know.
And no doubt.
Hip hop right
no
now,
doubt.
and this is where the founding fathers of you, one of them, are doing.
Yep.
So,
man,
you know,
that's right.
We just have to, you know, and then and you say you're doing a workshop, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing some workshops and stuff. They're called Knowledge, Rhythm, and Understanding and stuff, where we teach, like, the foundation of hip-hop and stuff. And then and we get into different areas and stuff. We teach how to beat making and stuff, you know, DJing and different things. But, man, you know, mainly it's to get people grounded on what is hip-hop and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, so therefore they have a good foundation and stuff, you know. It's like you know, it's like a lot of stuff on the tree and stuff. You know, you got a lot of rotten and sour fruit and stuff. So I say the analogy is like hip hop is like a tree. You know what I'm saying? And you got different branches and stuff, right? But, you know, but and these branches produce other branches and stuff. And then, you know, eventually they produce like fruit on the trees and stuff. So sometimes the fruit is sweet and sometimes the fruit is sour, you know, and bitter or rotten and whatnot. It depends on, you know, what's producing something. So
exactly.
A lot of times, a lot of people like to chop down the tree. Like, oh, this ain't real hip hop, and then you want to chop down the tree. And what I say is just water the roots, and all that bullshit will fall off the tree and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you'll have fresh fruit and stuff. So that's my goal, is to water the roots by teaching, you know, the foundation and stuff. And then whatever grows from that will grow in a organic way and stuff, and not this premature way that is, you know, people have to go back and realize, that's what hip hop is, and you know, or they didn't got famous and stuff, you know, in a hip hop world and stuff, but then they're not really, you know, cognizant of what hip hop is and stuff. But they're famous as fuck for doing hip hop, but they don't, you know, not really representing it, you know, to its fullest. So once you understand it and stuff, then I think, you know, we can really see a different change and stuff, you know, by educating the kids and stuff, you know, or even the adults, not necessarily kids, but anybody that don't know what hip hop is and stuff, or thought they knew what it was and stuff, you know. So
thank you, Akil, again, and tune in every Sunday at Soul Cravers Radio. I'm your host, Jay Ross. Peace.
Yes,
thank you, Akil, again. Thank you.
No doubt, Jay Ross. Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too.
All right, peace.
All right.